Stockholm Public Library is a fascinating landmark for visitors and bibliophiles alike. Why? For a number of reasons. Architectural design. The library's unique architectural design is one of its most notable features. The building represents a blend of different architectural styles, combining classical elements with modernist influences. It was designed by Swedish architect Gunnar Asplund, who drew his inspiration from the Bayer Saint-Martin, Retourne de la Villette, designed by Claude Nicolas Ledoux. The main reading room, known as the Rotunda, features a breathtaking circular shape with tall bookshelves ascending towards a domed ceiling. The library holds the distinction of being Sweden's first public library to adopt the concept of open shelves, allowing visitors to freely access books without requiring assistance from library staff. Asplund had studied this concept in the United States while the library was being constructed. To enhance functionality, all the furnishings in each room were meticulously designed for their specific positions and purposes. Secret underground tunnels. Beneath the library, there is a network of secret underground tunnels that were initially constructed as utility passages. These tunnels were used to transport books from the book depot to the library's main building. While the tunnels are not accessible to the public, they add an intriguing aspect to the library's history. Literary Nobel Prize Banquet. Since 1926, the Nobel Banquet, which is part of the Nobel Prize festivities, has been held at the Stockholm City Hall. However, the library has played a role in this event. Prior to the banquet, Nobel laureates traditionally visit the library's Golden Hall, where they sign their names in the guest book and participate in a press conference. Bonus fact: Charles Holden's design of Arnos Grove tube station in North London is said to be based on the Stockholm Public Library.